to the latest edition of the Geischlip podcast series. Today brings us to sunny Essex and specifically the Harrow Dental Implant and Education Centre, where we're delighted to be talking to owner and principal dentist, Dr. Saleh Arya. Saleh, thank you so much for welcoming us here today. Our topic for discussion today is mastering hard and soft tissue regeneration. But before we dive in, let me tell you a little bit more about our guest, Dr. Saleh Arya. Dr. Arya qualified in Stockholm, Sweden, and has been practicing in the UK since 1999. He has extensive experience in all aspects of dentistry and postgraduate education in most areas. He has a master's degree in implant dentistry and a master's in laser dental therapy. He has a very special interest in dental implants, Invisalign, cosmetic dentistry, smile makeovers, cosmetic restorative cases, management of stress-related dental problems such as tooth wear and headaches, and difficult cosmetic cases. And he's recently set up a new venture in the Aesthetic Dental Academy that we'll come on to talk to about later. And so with this experience, he's very much the perfect guest to take us through the topic of mastering hard and soft tissue augmentation. So Saleh, that's enough from me. Let me dive into the first question. Can you give us some more details about your background, how you came into dentistry and your first experience of implants and GBR?
For the start, thank you for coming over for my academy here. It's a pleasure to have all of you here, especially your Richard and Dinesh. And of course, how I did become a dentist. Initially, my dad pushed me to be a dentist. His plan was I'm being a doctor and surgeon. In Stockholm, when I said to my dad, I'm really sorry, Dad, I let you down. I didn't get the A plus for everything, so I can't be a doctor. And then he said, no worries, plan B. I said, oh my God, what is a plan B, Dad? He said, you're going to be a dentist. There we come. So I have pushed to be a dentist, and today I do love it and enjoy it, what I do.
That's always good to have a plan A and a plan B as well.
Indeed, indeed.
And how did you first get into the world of implants and guided bone regeneration?
As much I love surgery, I do like surgical, and I do treat a lot of surgical. That was the next step for me after, so how I can become a surgeon, which my dad was a wish, be a surgeon. So that way I did start investigating and starting looking for certificate courses with the implant, and gradually become get the further educations and implant in the field. Hmm.
And how have things in terms of the implant world, how have they changed since you first placed your first implant?
Oh my God, you can't compare the first implants I placed around 2002, my first implant, and totally that time was being told for us straightforward implant. But we all know nowadays, where is the straightforward implant? When the patient come into a straightforward implant, almost no bone there. That is not a straightforward implant anyway. So a lot of changes has happened over the years, and thanks for all the scientists, research studies happen, so we can almost treat everyone nowadays.
And what about patient expectations? How have they changed over that time period?
Of course, as Professor Buser and Professor Brondemark used to say, at that time, implant was just to give a piece of porcelain work or a denture to be able patient to eat. But nowadays, expectations quite high, very high, I would say. The people not looking just the function, most importantly for aesthetic. And aesthetic can't be achieved if we haven't got enough bone, enough soft tissue. So that is a very important part of the patient looking for.
Of course. So obviously it's an area in which you're very well experienced these days, but what are the essential skills that dentists looking to start a career in implant dentistry will need these days?
For the starter skill, as you mentioned, skill has to be education, has to be practicing, has to be able to get to that level what they want to deliver. So the skill is important, education is important. So to be able to get to that skill and education, and we have to understand biology. where the biology is important and anatomy is important. For that reason, when we talk in biology and the aesthetic, they have to match together. With no bone, no implants, no soft tissue, no good aesthetic. So it's very important the dentists understand the principle of the dentistry and the implant placement, anatomy and biology. And most importantly, biomaterial, which biomaterial can be used and why they should use a well-recognized, well-recommended biomaterial. In this case, which I am used and I will use always a biomaterial from Geischlich.
And that whole area of guided bone regeneration and the use of biomaterials is becoming more and more well understood. Maybe the area of guided tissue regeneration, and we're going to talk about a course that you've got coming up in that area, maybe that's less so well understood. Could you underline what is meant by guided tissue regeneration?
Of course I will do, but let me explain guided bone regeneration first.
Okay.
Because without bone, we can't have a tissue. As a good saying is that tissue is the issue, but bone sets the tone. So if we haven't got the bone, we can't have a tissue.
Of course.
We all know GBR is commonly used in combination with implant. To achieve a good long-term prognosis, GBR is considered one of the safest methods for predictable results. When I qualified, the concept of GBR was limited. But as dentistry revolutionized, GBR now has become the necessity for long-term survival of implant. Thanks to GBR, we can help our patients to achieve not only functional outcome, even more importantly, aesthetic outcome. We have responsibility to treat our patients ethically and morally. To gain this goal, we do need to approach GBR and soft tissue regeneration. Hard tissue reconstruction, then soft tissue reconstruction is very important. Nowadays, patients not only looking for function, as well as looking for aesthetic, as we discussed. GBR helps us to position our implant in prosthetically driven position. We have responsibility to plan from top to bottom. What I mean by this is, we have to plan how the restoration is going to look and achieve the most pleasing outcome before placing implant. Of course, we know every patient hasn't always got sufficient bone volumes. Thanks to GBR, with horizontal and vertical augmentation, we can plan our approach to get the best outcome. GBR has around a long time, around 1989, if I'm not wrong. I do believe that time the GBR started coming from, in laboratory. But mid-90s, GBR started using in human body. The concept of the GBR is typically well understood within dentistry, but maybe guided tissue less so, as you asked the question, as your question was. As I have mentioned, nowadays our patient not only looking for tooth or teeth, most importantly, they are looking for aesthetic. Without sufficient soft tissue, we will not be able to provide that outcome to our patients. So even initially, we may have soft tissue around the teeth or implant, but if we haven't got the biology and the keratinized biotype and keratinized tissue around our implant, the risk is tissue recession may happen and following with bone loss around the implant. Therefore, in my opinion, the thick biotype and keratinized tissue is very important. The major trend in hardened and soft tissue is that dentists to understand basic surgical skill to start with the dental implants and implant choice. Of course, biomaterial is the in this case, which is very important, and I would strongly recommend to use well-known, well-researched, and well-recommended by leading scientists like Professor Boozer, which most of them, including myself, will only use biomaterial from Geischlich. The soft tissue is important. Even Geischlich nowadays, replacement of the soft tissue, like a fiber guide, which I do use a lot. So it's very important to have a right soft tissue.
Of course, so you can't really look at guided bone regeneration without thinking about tissue regeneration. They come as a package. And you've outlined the essential factors for both there. What are the specific indications that can be treated with guided tissue regeneration? And what, in your experience, are the major challenges that you experience with these indications?
With indications treating soft tissue, if we let's look at the four teeth, for example, recession around the teeth. Of course, this is going to be very difficult for the patient to keep clean. So is with the dental implant, if we compare one to one. So it's very important we created the soft tissue, as I mentioned, cretinized soft tissue around the implant. Not every time we can't harvest the soft tissue from patient, which patient doesn't want. Therefore, biomaterial when it comes to place. Of course, gold standard is patient's own soft tissue, but not every time we can harvest or patient doesn't want to harvest.
Sure.
Therefore, we use a biomaterial.
Fantastic. And we mentioned it before, Sally, but you're developing a major role in education. Can you tell us more about this and how you came to set up the Aesthetic Dental Academy?
I do love pass over my experience to my fellow colleagues. So therefore, implant is not only implant I do teach, is not only soft tissue I do teach, is not only GBR I do teach. But I thought, what about we can put together an academy, which is recently we set up an EDA, Aesthetic Dental Academy. So therefore, we can invite external speaker to be able to provide most of the dental education here, which is aesthetically for smile makeover, all other type of the dentistry, basically. That was the reason.
Sure. And talking about external speakers, you've got an upcoming course with Professor Anton Skoudian from the University of Bern on the topic of guided tissue regeneration. What can dentists expect to learn from that event?
As you know, Professor Skoudian is the world's leading scientist. And I am delighted, I am honored to be a friend of Tony Skoudian. Professor Skoudian is going to be here in May and teaching us about guided soft tissue regeneration. Of course, Professor Skoudian is going to do two operations for us, in live surgery basically, while he's teaching as well. One around the recession of the teeth, and another one, recession around the implant. And as we know, Professor Skoudian, as I mentioned, is well known. It's a bit difficult tell who he is. Everyone knows.
Sure, he's very known, absolutely, yeah.
I don't want to tell too much, otherwise I'm missing something.
Sure,
people know better than me.
But there'll be a hands-on learning and a live surgery element.
Indeed.
As well. Yes.
Professor Skoudian has published over 380 articles and then over 400 lectures nationally, internationally. Well known. I have learned a lot from him and I'm still looking forward to learning more and more.
Absolutely. And it's not just implants and GBR.
No.
What other events have you got coming up at the EDA?
Of course, we do teach a lot about laser dentistry, and then in April coming Laser Day, which is myself, Dr. Rana Al-Falaki, Dr. Pilar Martin, Dr. Marcius Marcos, from there is go those two professors is going to be online, but myself and Dr. Falaki, we will be here and in Harodenda practice. We do live surgery. Dr. Falaki will do two live surgery regarding peri-implantitis and periodontal treatment. And myself, I will do surgical treatment with the laser. And even I'm placing implant with the laser for medically compromised patient.
Fantastic. So lots. Then, sorry, lots, carry on.
Then we have, of course, people interested of the laser dentistry is coming 1 year certificate course from Aachen University in Germany. It's going to be 5 modules. And Professor Goodneck will be here. In June, we start in the module 1 and 2 will be in June 24th to 27. And then module 3 and 4 will be in September. And module 5 will be in Aachen, which is a multiple question and case presentation and then certified, which is a very good course, which I had in my mastership course, and then I did get my MSc as well in laser dentistry.
Fantastic. Well, lots of exciting
indeed.
Events coming
indeed.
Up in 2021. Indeed. Well, look, I think that's just about all we've got time for today on the latest Guy Schlick podcast. But Dr. Sally Aria from the Harrow Dental Implant and Education Centre, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you coming from this. Thank you.